Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. The European Union is standing at a pivotal crossroads in shaping the future of its digital regulatory environment. At the heart of this transformation is the proposed Digital Fairness Act, or DFA, which aims to put an end to digital unfairness. Today, I'll take you through the core recommendations put forth by the Electronic Frontier Foundation, the EFF, and why they matter more than ever. Let's start with the basics. What is digital unfairness, and why do we need the Digital Fairness Act in the first place? Digital unfairness includes practices like dark patterns, deceptive interface designs that nudge people into decisions they didn't genuinely want to make. These designs undermine user autonomy, often eroding trust and chipping away at our right to privacy. The EFF argues that existing regulations in Europe simply aren't strong enough to deal with these practices. According to their recommendations, the Digital Fairness Act must deliver concrete, enforceable bans on the use of dark patterns. They say we should move past vague guidance or complex design principles that only confuse product makers and leave loopholes for abuse. Instead, what's needed are clear rules that make it illegal for platforms and apps to manipulate users or misguide us into choices we wouldn't freely make. The EFF's proposal isn't only about cleaning up software design, though. It also tackles the deeper issue of commercial surveillance, a system where our personal data is constantly harvested, often for profit. This kind of surveillance is at the root of many exploitative practices we encounter online, from tracking our activities to selling our profiles to the highest bidder. EFF's vision for the DFA is to break this cycle by drawing clear boundaries on what data can be collected and how it can be used. They call for restrictions on exploitative data collection practices that often force people to give up sensitive information just to access basic services. Imagine a digital world where you aren't compelled to surrender your privacy in exchange for a better experience. Ideally, you should be able to use digital services on your own terms, without hidden data grabs lurking behind user agreements and pop-ups. Beyond privacy, the EFF is adamant that the DFA needs to place user sovereignty at its core. But what is user sovereignty? And how does it change things for people on the internet? User sovereignty is all about giving consumers meaningful control over their own digital experiences and assets. Too often, people are trapped by inscrutable terms of service, locked into product ecosystems, or blindsided by contract terms that favor corporations. The EFF wants the DFA to mandate that consumers must have the power to understand, influence, and meaningfully opt out of contracts or services. This change could drastically tip the scales back in favor of individuals rather than tech giants or platforms. So what does fairness look like in this new digital age, especially as technology evolves rapidly? The Digital Fairness Act represents a unique opportunity, a chance to build a more just and equitable digital economy from the ground up. EFF's roadmap shows how the DFA could enhance consumer trust, encourage competition, and improve access for everyone. By eliminating manipulative tactics, tightening up privacy protections, and strengthening user-centric policies, the EU could become a global leader in digital rights. It's about moving away from a box-ticking approach to compliance and creating digital markets that work for everyday people. Now let's talk about how technology's recent boom complicates these regulatory questions, especially with search engines and AI-driven interfaces coming to the fore. It wasn't that long ago that Ask.com and countless other search alternatives fought to carve out a niche in the world of online information. Fast forward to now, and we have platforms like DuckDuckGo championing privacy, and of course the rise of generative AI changing how we search and interact online. The core lesson here is that technology keeps evolving, and so must our laws and protections if we want to keep up. AI-driven interfaces and chatbots introduce a new set of challenges, not just about transparency, but also about nudging and personalization at scale. The DFA, in the EFF's view, needs to ensure these innovations don't become new pathways for exploiting users or harvesting more data under the radar. That means making sure that AI tools are held to the same high bar for transparency, privacy, and fairness. For regulators, this isn't a one-off fix. It's a constant job of adapting, reassessing, and refining as the landscape transforms. In many ways, the fate of the Digital Fairness Act depends on whether it can be flexible and future-proof without giving up on user rights. A key theme running through the EFF's advice is that regulatory success comes down to putting users, everyday people, at the center of legislation. Rather than trying to anticipate every technological twist, the DFA should focus on user-first principles, dignity, transparency, and meaningful choice. When people feel empowered and respected, trust in digital services grows, and so does innovation. Let's explore how each component of EFF's recommendations could play out, starting with those bans on dark patterns. Dark patterns include tricks like pre-ticked boxes for consent, misleading, unsubscribe buttons, or pop-ups designed to frustrate you into agreeing. EFF wants the DFA to outlaw these by providing regulators with clear definitions, practical examples, and meaningful enforcement power. A simple ban on deceptive nudge techniques would level the playing field and encourage honest design across all digital sectors. But effective enforcement is just as important. New rules must come with penalties and robust oversight to back them up. When regulators have both the mandate and the resources to clamp down on dark patterns, companies will have to take user welfare seriously from the outset. The fight against commercial surveillance is equally vital, as so much of the power imbalance in the digital world today comes down to data control. EFF argues that stripping away these exploitative data collection schemes would reduce incentives for invasive advertising, profiling, or manipulation. By clarifying what can and can't be collected and making those limits enforceable, the DFA can give users a realistic shot at protecting their privacy. And remember, privacy is about more than hiding your data. It's about the fundamental freedom to make choices about how you engage with technology. Data minimization, easy opt-outs, and strong data subject rights all form part of EFF's vision for a user-focused digital market. On top of these, the EFF's user sovereignty concept aims to address unfair contracts and lock-in so often imposed after the point of sale. Take software licenses that restrict you from transferring products, data portability limitations, or sudden changes in terms of service that leave users stuck. The DFA could require clear, accessible information presented up front, and grant rights to exit or renegotiate oppressive contracts. This reflects a wider commitment to digital equity, closing loopholes that have traditionally disempowered people in online markets. Backed by these legally enforceable rights, users would have a practical path to resist both subtle nudges and overt exploitation. There's no question that Europe's opportunity here is huge. By adopting EFF's recommendations, the EU could set a benchmark for balancing innovation, user welfare, and responsible digital governance. Not only would this build up consumer trust in online services, but it would also make European digital businesses more competitive globally. The world is watching, as lawmakers everywhere search for ways to build a safer and fairer digital landscape. Looking ahead, the success of the Digital Fairness Act depends not just on what goes into the law, but also how adaptable it is in the face of ongoing technological change. We're entering an era where generative AI, automated decision-making, and immersive interfaces will fundamentally alter how we interact with the web. The lesson is clear. The rules of digital fairness must evolve, staying closely aligned to real-world user needs and keeping pace with what's possible technologically. That means ongoing dialogue between lawmakers, civil society, technical experts, and users themselves, anchored in the core principle of human dignity. In summary, the EFF's recommendations highlight the chance for the Digital Fairness Act to become a groundbreaking catalyst for fairer online experiences. It's about empowering people to take back control, cracking down on manipulative tactics, and restoring trust in the digital world. User-centric regulation isn't just good policy. It's the key to a sustainable and innovative online economy. As the EU considers the future of its digital landscape, it's vital to keep user rights, privacy, and sovereignty at the center of any new law. By following a clear, enforceable path grounded in transparency and choice, Europe could lead the world into a new age of digital fairness. That wraps up this episode of Open Source News Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. For more news and insight on the fight for digital rights, stay tuned to our channel and share your thoughts with us. Thanks for listening.